Never ending respawning Jared Leto is a nightmare.
Perfect.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming starring J Rob, Alana, and Zach.
Hello.
But not Jared Leto, because screw that.
And today we're playing Fortnite and talking about the Wheel of Time finale, in which nothing is resolved. But first, we have Rob's Movie Corner, because Rob is here.
Woohoo!
I was going to ask about Tron Ares, but I guess you guys beat me to it.
It's supposedly mediocre.
I assume you saw one battle after another.
I saw it twice on opening weekend, because Pete Anderson's arguably my favorite director. But I saw it once.
Who's arguing with you about this?
Internally, you know, I can't sleep at night when I'm just like yelling back and forth about it. And I don't know. Spielberg's up there. I don't know. There's some heavy.
What about your boy, Ron Howard?
My future self. Yeah. current
wow.
self.
Wow, grandstanding, Rob.
Oh, I just meant looks wise. I didn't mean like I'm going to direct Apollo 13, but yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I saw One Battle After Another first in digital, and then like I went to the AFI to see it in 70mm, which had
a pretty full theater.
Yeah. And that was nice because it was like a much more packed theater. I originally saw it on like a Thursday afternoon, like the first exact time that it was available, and there was like 7 people. But yeah, that was fun too. But yeah, it's my favorite movie of the year, and I recommend it. Yeah,
and the year's almost over, so
yeah, I don't think there's gonna be much competition. I don't know, but it's technically the best reviewed movie of the year. There's this one like 6-hour documentary on like Ukraine or something that has a higher Metacritic score, but I'm not counting that. This movie has like 95 on Metacritic, which is insanely high.
Interesting.
Take your word for it.
So it's not just me. Most of the movie nerds like it.
There's no K-pop. Sure.
Well, of course, what is in this world? There's no K-pop song, sadly. That was the one flaw.
Not every movie can accompany the K-pop song, unfortunately.
Yeah. No,
there's
movie
some Steely
probably
Dan.
Can.
There's some good stuff in there.
Every movie 100% could if they really wanted to.
Is it the kind of movie that's better with a crowded theater?
Yeah, and I would say overall, but like, I don't know. It's also like a big 2.5-hour movie that, you know, it's very fun, but it's also, you know, has ups, downs, and everything in between. So, I mean, yeah, but I definitely recommend seeing it in theaters. It's definitely like a big movie. It's like, it costs upwards of $175 million. So,
pocket change.
Yeah, I think 20 million of that is going to Leo's pocket, but yeah.
Yeah, that it's so funny that literally is like pocket change nowadays.
Yeah.
Production.
It's not a big budget movie.
That's like half of Ant-Man Quantumania or something like that, yeah.
That's like a third.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Leo's amazing. Sean Penn's amazing. Benicio's amazing.
Sean Penn is still making movies?
Yeah.
He's still out there doing his thing when he's not being a weirdo. Oh, I saw The Smashing Machine yesterday, and that was pretty fun. I mean, it's a very, like, almost like anti-sports biopic in some ways. Like, it feels very much smaller, but The Rock is actually quite good in it.
I heard this was the one that was going to turn his whole career around.
That's what he wants.
As if he needs help. Like,
no, apparently his career hasn't been doing so well. That's what I heard.
I guess he's had a few bombs. That's true. Like
Black
Red
Adam
One,
bad.
Black Adam bombed. Yeah.
Black Adam was kind of a long time ago. But I mean, like, his reputation for like being a diva.
Well, I mean.
But like less of a diva than Vin Diesel, probably.
Well, Vin Diesel, what's Vin Diesel been doing? Not much.
What? How dare you?
He keeps talking about the next Fast and Furious, not making the next Fast and Furious.
What? He's 100% making the next Fast and Furious.
it's slow going.
It's slow going because they have to figure out how to make his brother, freaking Brian Spillner, look like Brian Spillner.
What?
Oh, you're talking about like Paul Walker's brother?
Yeah.
That thing? Yeah.
Oh.
Because yeah. I think they were supposed to like bring him back in some weird way.
Oh, he 100% is back.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So they got to make sure he looks human, I guess.
I assume this is going to be a very small CGI. Part.
No, no, no. He's like a major segment. In
they're doing Grand Moff Tarkin, you think? Okay.
Yeah.
All
no,
right.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Full brother in full scenes, doing all the full things.
Major character.
Wow, I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. That's very cringe. Yeah.
A lot of people aren't very happy about it, but they want to close. He claims he wants to close out the story, right? Which we know that's not the case because you know he's going to make another like five of them because he can't get away from it.
Right.
But his claim to be doing this is, with his brother is because he wants to be able to close out the story. But shenanigans, I say.
I agree.
Shenanigans.
Anyways.
And have you seen anything, Zach? What's recently?
I have, yeah. Guru and I watched A New Hope. Not too much more to say about it. She wanted to see it a second time because it kind of overloaded her brain. She doesn't really watch a lot of science fiction.
Oh, okay.
So she liked it more the second time. So it was that was a win. And we also saw Ramayam, The Legend of Prince Ram. Surprising no one. It's an Indian movie, but it was made by Japanese yeah. animators, so it looks kind of like an anime.
Wow.
And it has anime level violence, but no blood.
Wow, that's
so,
a shame.
the picture quality isn't that good, but you can find it for free on YouTube if you're curious. And it's basically a superhero movie. So I thought that was cool.
Ramayan. You said
it's called Ram Ramayam.
Okay.
Ramayam, the Legend of Prince Ram, spelled Ram.
Prince Rob.
Hey, that's a good name. Yeah.
Yeah. And then last week when you were out, we saw a little movie you may have heard of called To Kill a Mockingbird.
Didn't expect that. I don't
which
know why.
Version?
Yeah, like,
which version? The one with Gregory Peck, of course.
Yeah. Well, is there another? Version? I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there is. I'm pretty sure I saw the other version.
Yeah. So the reason why is because Guru and I were going to visit some of her friends who are Indian, and they have a kid who's like 13. We were looking through a library book sale for a book that would be good for him, and we saw To Kill a Mockingbird, so we bought it. I was like, oh, all American kids read this in school. It's great. It's a total classic.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, Gru was like, okay, so what is it actually about? And I said, and I told her.
You were like, racism? Said,
yeah, and she's like, I don't think we should give it to her. So we still have the book, and she wants to read it, but she wants to see the movie first. So
I mean,
what makes you think that they don't
read To Kill a Mockingbird in schools anymore?
I just read it for the first time a couple years ago.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
I had to read it like four fucking times.
Wow. We did like I Know the Cage Bird Sings and some other stuff, but yeah, we didn't do that one.
We'll put it this way, Alana. If the kid does read it, it's not going to be because I encouraged him to read it. Okay.
Right. But kids in school have to read this, so I'm going to get it for them. I don't understand that. It's like he already has to read it. You should have gotten him Hatchet.
You're a hatchet job.
Hatchet.
Yeah, Hatchet. It's a great book.
A timeless.
Yeah, I mean, but it's known to Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, it's better. It's way more readable.
I remember liking To Kill a Mockingbird when I was a kid. I thought
it was
very
Mockingbird's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It moves at a nice clip.
Let's so Hatchet.
Okay, thank you,
Alana. Should have got him at Alana the First Adventure.
All right, Alana, do you have any movies for us?
Yeah, actually, Caitlin and I watched Anyone But You, aka the movie that ended Glenn Powell's relationship.
Uh-oh.
Did it really? Hot
Moon's coming. Hot
Did he hook
coming.
Up with Sydney Sweeney?
So? No, with his fiance.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
But why? Like what?
Because like they like seemed like they were fucking the whole press conference.
That's what I meant. Oh, so that's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fine.
It was like, it's based on Much Ado About Nothing, so it was like a slightly better rom-com because it had like decent story. But people still act very irrationally because it's a rom-com, of course.
Yeah, I saw it. It feels like, kind of like it's 15 years ago. Like, it's raunchy rom-com.
Yeah.
You don't see that often now.
Yeah, you know, it has like a lot of nudity. I was kind of surprised.
It's called Any Which Way But You.
It's called Anyone But You.
You're thinking of the Clint Eastwood monkey movie, Any Which Way But Loose. But
oh, thank you.
You have to watch this documentary on YouTube called Listers, about extreme bird watching. They list birds. It was very funny, and I would recommend it to all of you.
What's it called again?
Listers.
Okay.
It's like a look into extreme bird watching or something. It's like the next part, but Lister's bird watching.
Extreme bird watching.
Yeah, extreme bird watching. Not normal bird watching. Extreme bird watching.
Interesting. Okay, I hadn't heard of this.
Yeah, YouTube. It's good. Okay, that's it though.
All right, so should we move on to the Wheel of Time finale? Who's driving?
Time.
I guess I'm driving.
Is the storm is called the Han Moon?
Yeah.
Isn't the Han Moon a good thing?
Rob, get in.
Not if it's not.
Oh wait.
Not if it's not.
Oh, there you are.
Cleared.
Cleared.
Yeah. Remember, they gotta strengthen the Han Moon, otherwise.
Oh yeah. Anyway, I thought this episode was like kind of good.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, things are actually happening at like a decent clip for once.
Are really? Oh my god, I felt in pain the entire time.
I thought for a season finale and now series finale, yeah, it was less eventful than I thought it'd be.
Every time I looked, I was expecting it to be over. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's another 50 minutes of this. Oh, wait, there's another 40 minutes of this.
That's how I've been feeling the whole season. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, these episodes are so long.
Yeah, like, I got to the point where I still had 40 minutes, and I thought I was ready for bed. I was like,
so much talking was over. Yeah,
I thought it was over.
There's way more. I thought we were done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like the characters are constantly recapping to me, and yet I'm still kind of confused. I'm like, God, okay, thanks.
All right. So
yeah, how many times do we have to hear their story, like the story of what just happened in two episodes again?
Yeah. How many times do we have to be told they're hunting the dragon reborn? And they want to chain him or
they're
cage him, or whatever
them.
It is
they're
they do.
They're gonna call
cage him or not cage him.
Something, something, Aes Sedai, yeah.
Say goodbye to the Aes Sedai. Yeah.
Oh, we find this guy? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Right, got him.
I need his guns.
Okay. All right. I'll drive you closer, like Jack.
No guns.
Okay, so the beginning, we're going to talk about it. So the beginning is they're at Parvalon, and Avasarala makes a play to win the seat.
Their law system seems very unfair.
Well, it was unnecessarily dramatic, too, where they were like, okay, who's voting for her? And the people vote. And then they're like, I guess I win. And then a bunch of other people like slowly decide, oh, I'm going to vote now.
Yeah.
It was like undecided. Yeah. That was always, it felt undramatic to me because I was like,
it
wasn't like, they're just like, well, I guess we're just going to vote for somebody else, maybe. And then they're just like, no, actually, we changed our mind. We're voting this girl.
Yay.
I was so confused initially. Wayne. And then I was like, oh, this is just dumb. Okay. Only 8 votes. Okay. Oh, now we have like 20. Yay.
Oh, shoot. Enemies.
And it's unclear why they're switching, changing their mind a little.
No one says anything.
So yeah, they're voting on whether to go after the Dragon Reborn. Moraine has a meeting with the chosen guy who's like in prison. I don't remember him being in prison, but I guess he is.
Yeah, yes, one of the Forsaken. Samael. Yeah, one of the Forsaken, so they can train, because her intent is for him to train the Karkarn.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to train him, and then she's like, I don't give a fuck about anybody, but I just want him to survive, and you're like, oh, okay. That's great. Who cares? We've heard this story 20 times this season. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, she just keeps repeating herself.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so we know Lanfear is going to kill him, right? So, like, as soon as he came on screen, I was like, okay, so he's, what, 10 minutes from being killed?
Probably,
he wasn't killed, and I was very upset.
Eventually. Yeah, so Leandrin gets a bracer from this creepy servant guy. He's like, hello.
That's the Forsaken pick.
Oh my god. It's the same spider woman we talked about last episode.
I think I'm thinking of a different part.
I don't think so.
I don't think you are. I think you're pretty... I think you just misgendered someone. And you admitted that you don't pay attention to any of our recordings. Or conversations during
I just mixed up one character. Come on, there's so many of them.
There's a lot of characters.
I mean, Jay, she was sort of in disguise.
I guess. I mean, with a short cropped hair.
No, she was wearing like a veil.
Oh, yeah. The super sheer veil. Yeah.
Listen, if nobody recognizes Superman in glasses, how is that supposed to recognize someone in a veil?
But true. And I mean, she only had all of her fingers, black fingers.
Okay. But she does
like she
just
did
walk
in the last episode.
But she does just walk up to Leandrin and hand her the bracer, right?
Right. She got it from Nynaeve and Elaine in the previous episode.
So she stole it. Oh, right. Yeah, that's what's up. Okay. I watched this episode last week, by the way.
Yeah, and we know that the Forsaken have this ability to mess with people's minds and memories to make them feel like they've always been there, because we've seen that with Princess McPrincessy and her Galadriel, or whatever his name is.
Or
Gabriel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we already know that that's the case, that she can do that. So, yeah, takes a bracer, and... That bracer does not... They obviously didn't make multiple ones. They obviously only had one.
Just one prop.
Yeah, because that thing was so long. I bet if she put it like on her thigh, it would still be too long.
I did not notice that either. That's funny.
It went to like her knuckles. Mm. It was like from elbow to her knuckles. It was so stupidly long.
She doesn't even end up wearing it, right?
No, she does. She puts it on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's how I know it's stupidly long, because she wears it and it's like someone wearing a suit like five sizes too big.
She's like 5 feet tall or something. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yet another item they don't end up using because the show got canceled. Because the show got canceled. All right. Really good stuff. So Rand is getting the upper hand over Selene in the dream world. Selene keeps popping up there.
Yeah. Lanfear, you knew she was gonna she was here. Yes. And I did it. And I did it to push you two apart. Yes.
and it worked great. So he's at the big meeting and he's trying to become the chief of chiefs. There's a part where they find a dead body and a cat that looks like Alana's cat is eating it.
Yeah.
You guys like that part?
Yeah. I like the cat.
You didn't like the cat one?
I mean the cat, but not when it's eating someone.
Oh. Is it a reminder?
What? Bobby's allowed to eat me.
What Bobby's
going
to do? Yeah. How's
that? What Bobby did.
Okay, so what else? So, speaking of cats, Matt meets this cat man.
Oh my god, what the fuck was this? Matt gets up to all the weirdest shit, honestly.
Only interesting character at this point.
I was kind of into
the
it.
The random stuff, yeah.
I was like a Thundercat, I don't know.
Or... Oh my god, really? Totally.
Right. Yeah, I was like, is that Tigro?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, thunder cats. I was also wondering if they just borrowed one of the outfits from Cat the musical.
I was thinking that too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Without the buttholes. Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Mm. Yeah, minus the butthole. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love that they're introducing new concepts in the season finale or series finale.
Yeah.
Well, and not just this, there's more later.
Yeah, the genie. I mean, yeah, they introduced a genie character.
Who just like hangs out and waits for someone to show up. Like that's just what
I know. They after Eon, someone showed up. I was
tell me what you want.
Yeah. It doesn't really say the three wishes, but then it ends up being three wishes. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, this guy was total NPC in a video game. Like, it was ridiculous. I was not a fan.
But we also see, like, during this whole section where they're in that area doing all that stuff, we see Min and him having a good time, laughing, enjoying each other's company, doing this searching and like looking out for each other. So that's kind of nice and heartwarming. And then she's like, oh no, I've seen this in my dreams. This is where he gets choked out.
Yeah, she carries the sketch around with her, which is pretty funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, oddly. Yeah. Keeping that around.
Okay, so there's a part where the heroes meet this woman who's carrying a balefire, like a staff of balefire,
yeah,
in Dungeons and Dragons terms, and she is easily defeated.
Totally.
Well, she doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a letdown. I thought we were going to have a good fight. But someone's going to get lit on fire. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was a decent fight. I like that Tom guy. It's like he knows everything.
Yeah. Who do we think he is? I think. Do we think he's Daddy?
What?
What is like Rand's dad or something? Who's dad?
No. Her dad. No.
Elaine's?
No, not Egwene.
Elaine.
Princess McPrincess's
dad. Yeah, that's Elaine.
Yeah.
Princess McPrincess is Elaine. Yeah. See, I know some characters' names.
Oh, I thought you said Egwene, and that's why.
No, no.
Big difference.
I hate this show so much.
Grace for podcasting. Breaking. Yeah.
Okay, so Matt gets teleported through the thing. He gets left hanging, if you'll pardon the pun. So it does come true, and it's not unaliving.
Just like the rest
himself
of the team does when Zach takes a car and drives away from us.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's I'm a two-person back car. It's fine.
All right, who wants to live?
Hey, who was the second person?
I'll take this bulldozer.
I'm taking this kitty mask.
Completing a quest.
Flow berry fizz things.
Okay, so then next we have the best part of the episode, which is Nynaeve versus Leandrin.
So Nynaeve does gets Nynaeve owned. Have the collar at this point?
She, well, yeah. So
yeah.
Leandrin looks for a collar that's all ornate and
right
big, and then she's like, oh no, it's a simple carpenter's cup.
Nice.
And then they find it.
And I understood that reference.
So Nynaeve is holding it, so and Nynaeve just lets Leandrin take it without a fight. God, she sucks.
Well, isn't she a healer?
She's only the most powerful channeler that the world has seen in
ever.
A thousand years.
Yeah.
But so they tell me.
But she's all locked up and suppressed. And so, yeah, so she gets it taken away from her.
She never got the therapy from the Aes Sedai.
Nope.
Yeah.
But she gets saved by the Deus Ex Machina.
It's not Deus Ex Machina.
No, exactly.
It's her own ability.
It was obvious what was going to happen.
Mm, it just took forever. Yeah.
Leandrin was stupid for killing her that way.
Well, Leandrin's stupid for not waiting for a body.
Yeah. Or also just stabbing her in the face.
Classic villain move, if there ever was one.
Forever, like for a while, I was like, what the hell is happening? And then I finally realized because it was like chains. I was like, what the fuck is, what is happening with Nynaeve? I did not know what was like she was getting wrapped in, and I was like, oh, this is dumb.
Oh, shit. They just let Leandrin take the MacGuffins. This whole plotline was pointless.
Well, Leandrin's so scary.
I thought she was getting handcuffed, and then I was like, oh, she's not. It's actual.
It's like a Houdini thing. Yeah. I wrote, like, Nynaeve's even more boring when she's drowning. I'm like, this is.
David drowned in an exciting way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, Nynaeve, come on.
Oh.
There's a team coming to you.
Do you guys know that here? Nynaeve has a braid like the lady from K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yeah. That's the hot stuff.
Wait, which one?
The purple one.
Is that Rumi?
Rumi, yeah.
Ah. Okay, I did not notice that. I guess it's really in, so in right now. Okay, so then there's some moving up, plowing ahead here, as Bill Burr would say. Lon is apparently something called the Golden Crane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the king.
Just
of
what?
He's from like a kingdom that got conquered or something.
Yeah, it's the thing on his sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's the marker on his sword.
Okay. Yeah, I knew Jay would remember it.
You guys fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the Golden Dome.
Oh, I got me.
Oh my god.
I accidentally gave up on my guns.
Oh god.
Random other shit.
I suck against swords.
Yeah, the sword is tough.
Oh, we also get conversations of. Wait, is it before or after? Where we get the conversation between Rand and what's her face?
Who else does he talk to?
Maureen, yeah.
Maureen.
Is that before or after? Where are they talking
about? I don't know. It's in there somewhere.
It's after he addresses Lanfear and Egwene, and is like, yeah, your whole thing was about trying to separate the two of us, and you did a great job. And
I miss Jace.
I know you're going to die.
You're doing great, Alana.
I got it.
Get out of there.
Let's go.
Don't
boost,
be a hero.
Boost, hit shift.
How do I boost?
Run.
My car.
Everything's fine.
All right, switching to Dominion. Dominion.
We're still in the car. Dominion is.
It's 9 p.m. This is wind down time, Jay.
Yeah.
No, I won't be able to sleep.
Wow. Sorry, Jay. Thank you, Jay.
Dominion's not stressful. All right.
Well, but we get the conversation of, how he. Oh, we see Rand doing his conversation with Egwene while he's. Performing his toe for his poor dead.
Oh, the little kid.
Kid.
Oh yeah, his Padme.
Doing the toe where he's supposed to harvest her garden. Creepy.
Ugh. What? Yeah. Ew.
Yeah. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah. Wrong I guys. Agree. And he's all freaking out and blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, yeah, how long have you been fucking her? And she's like, yeah. And then we get to the point where they do the dream thing, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. I kind of, during that dream sequence, I thought it was going to be that it was Egwene the whole entire time pretending to be.
Oh. That would have been a good twist.
Realizing how strong she was in the dream world and like just messing with her and being like, I thought that would have been so much better. Like my initial vision of that scene. And then when it wasn't my scene, I checked out for the rest of the episode.
I should have written that.
I thought that was going to be the case. But then they were like, oh, she's going to come for me. So everyone just stand in a circle around this bed. She's totally going to show up in bed. Why would she show up in the bed of all?
Because it's a dream.
But she doesn't have. That's not where she's waking up. That's why they're there, because they woke up from the dream. She can go wherever the hell she wants, and we know this. So I started checking
also
out
like
real
it was like in a very tiny room. I was like, there's no way they're gonna have an epic fight scene in this like little room. So yeah. I knew she was never gonna show up.
I immediately checked out after that point. But then, like, yeah, so then we see that she has little IL people under her greedy little graspy fingers. And, yeah. And we also see that Rand is, like, figured out that, yeah, no, she's definitely changed from the person that was altruistic about humans and, like, wants to do whatever, and then turns his back. And then we get to Moraine, who's like, yeah, no, I will burn all your bridges around you as long as I get what I want, which is you being all powerful. And he's like, yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you for fucking my life over. And you're like, okay. And he's like, you're the only one who understands. You're the only one willing to fuck me over for the benefit of the world instead of just yourself. And you're like, okay.
Maybe it shows Rand's maturing.
Yeah, I think that's a very true statement. And, yeah, but then also, like, as they're walking through the fucking desert and, like, Landon are talking, they're like, so you do die, right? And she's like, yeah, is it today? I'm like, what? Like, in most of those scenes, I don't think that was where they did it. Like, she kept dying in, like, towns and other stuff. So I was very confused.
I felt like she died in the desert a lot.
That's the most common
few
one.
Deserts. Yeah.
I was just confused.
Okay, so I'm not sure where we are in my notes now. We learned that Moraine is behind that attack with the mirrors.
Yes. This is, right? Yeah, and the conversation
yeah,
where...
Though.
Yeah. Yeah, because she told everyone else that
she told Lan not to interfere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the and Rand is cool. Rand is cool with that.
Yeah, because he's like, you're the only one who gets me. You know I need to be powerful. You know I need to not have attachments. And you're like,
yeah, oh my gosh.
There's other ways to go about this.
Yeah, we came dangerously close to something exciting happening. But no. So, but something does happen where we have the Irish Red Sister with their Irish accent. It's a distraction, and they steal the seat with no trial.
Oh my god, this annoyed the fuck out of me. I was like, how do you not see this coming a mile away?
Yeah, Abisarel is always scheming.
He has the voice. It's like evil voice. Put it together, guys. Yeah.
Okay, so the bad guys team up. There's a tarantula. Sorry, Alana. Did you freak out?
No.
Okay. So then there's a debate in the for Karakhan. I call my note. It says presidential debates because they're like, I could be the Karakhan. No, choose me.
Oh, I forgot about this. So, this was actually really good about like this shows Lanfear like understands humans. The fact that she's just like, hey, redhead boy. You random redhead boy talking to this random other IL person. Give me your arms. Let me make these tattoos for you. I'm
right.
Like, oh, shit. That's smart.
Except he can't channel. So, like, how far was the ruse going to go?
It's far enough.
In theory, I guess it would be like they wouldn't want him to channel anyways. Because the prophecy doesn't talk about him being like a chant. Like, doesn't require him to like show the visible like channeling ability. It's just the fact that he has the two dragons or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So under close and we find out then like yeah most people just look surface deep for a hot minute.
There you go. Okay, so we get the confrontation about the there's two confrontations, the seed having the confrontation with the trial. And Celine having confrontation with Rand. Rand tells the truth to Egwene. I'm trying to remember what my notes mean now.
That was...
Tells the truth. He's like, Egwene, I don't really care about you. Right? The truth finally comes out.
He tells her earlier that he's been banging Lanfear the whole entire time. And
yeah. That's right. And I have a note when Rand gives his speech to the assembled nomads, it's full of cliches. Like, for example, I wrote, "We are the light and that is the truth." Yeah, that was rough. So then there's a fight in the desert. It looks like Moraine might finally die because she gets like a spear through her. Just like, what's her name in the Obi-Wan Kenobi show?
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Oh, the evil Jedi lady?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
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 Started with an S, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, so it looks like she's going to die, but then Lon shows up and they fight. And it's actually a pretty good fight with Celine. And they get her in the neck. And she's like crawling away. And then teleports out, and Moraine's like, "She's dead. She has to be dead." I'm like, "Gosh, there's no way she's
dead."
That
is not what happened at all. Moraine's freaking out because Swan is dead.
Oh, which one's Swan?
It's Wayne, like Sophie. Sophie,
Amelin C.
is her girlfriend?
Sophia Cato.
Oh,
I forgot how to say her last name. The actress.
Swan. Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Alana.
Her girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, that's established.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Rand finally activates his powers, makes it rain.
Makes it rain.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And then I hate this show, but the ending... I know they didn't intend for it to be the ending of the whole series, but it's actually a great ending for the whole series. Because Egwene goes, "Rand, let it go. And he does like an Anakin Skywalker like glare at her. And then all the swirling things cloud his face. And then that's the end of the series. Dun, dun, dun.
We'll never know.
Unless you read the books.
Are we going to cover the books later?
What?
Yeah, that'll be... No, I'm kidding.
All like 30? What the fuck?
This ain't a reading podcast.
Come on.
It's once. Not a book club.
Yeah, I already got one of those.
I'm never going to read these books. This is, yeah.
Who's got that?
I'm sure the books are better, but yeah.
They're
you sure about
just
that?
As confusing. Yeah. They're better, but they are just as confusing. The time skips and all that stuff happen, and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I never got my energy weapons.
It's a whole situation with those books. But yeah, let's see. Let's think of what else. What other minor little things happen? Yeah, I still think Tom is Princess McPrincess's daddy.
Wait, did we talk about how the Aes Sedai have like a bullshit like legal system?
Yeah, we did.
But like more though.
We only kind of touched on it. We didn't.
It seems like they don't even really have a legal system. They just sort of do whatever they want.
They're like 11 of us said you should die, and so you're gonna die now. It's like there are like 500 of them. How is that the majority?
It's always 11 too,
right?
It's always 11 because it was 11 to vote for Suwan to become the Amelin seat. And then it's 11 for death. So is it just simple majority?
I thought they were like the Jedi Masters, so they, you know, there's a few of them.
Well, yes, but not, no. So it's the most, like, senior of whoever's in the tower at the time. Because remember, when she sends away everybody else who's part of that council, they just see other people.
Yeah. I sort of figured that Ava Sorella was just hijacking the legal system to to get her revenge. And none of it was above board, because that's how much the Dark Friends have taken over. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So what do we think about the show as a whole?
Crash.
What a show.
Crash.
It had its moments. Overall, I'd probably give it like a 6 or a 7.
Wow.
Because until this season, until like the last couple, like you could tell that they were just kind of stretching as much as they could because they didn't know what was going to happen, like where their fate was going to be. Like it did okay with movement and stuff like that. Like I wasn't like just staring at the clock like I was this episode. So, like, I'm not completely against it. So, it's like it would at the earlier seasons that entertained me. But yeah. Oh, before we go into the rest of this, the IL, what's your face? The one that was with Katakan and is the mentor and all that stuff. Her swords turn become fire. Her spears, they light up on fire. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Like, cool. Yeah. When they're waiting for Lanfear and everyone pulls out their weapon, her fucking spears turn on fire. I was like, what the fuck?
Magic spear.
I was like, IL aren't supposed to use weapons.
What? They use a lot of weapons.
Yeah. The spears, not swords.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they don't like swords.
It's for defense, right? Or something. They have some weird reasoning.
Yeah. Not their primary use isn't meant to be as weapons. They're meant to be for something else. But I feel like flaming spears are primarily meant for weapons. Especially in a desert where fire fucking sucks. But yeah. Anyways, that was just a random thought that I remembered and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, so continue on. What did everyone else think?
I think this show is bad. Just like a lot of like just words thrown at me. Like it's not really like a lot of people chatting. I looked up the showrunner because I was like, what was Amazon thinking? What were they doing? And then like, it was like, I don't know if you guys looked at the showrunner, but it was like, he was like a former Survivor contestant that like had written a few episodes on some other shows that were not, you know, particularly notable. And like, for some reason, he just like wormed his way into running this whole big budget show. So, I mean, maybe he's good at like a pitch meeting or something. Yeah. Maybe he's got some dirt on Jeff Bezos. I don't know, but
that's crazy. It's
weird. It's just weird.
Oh my god, I don't know how. Sorry, chat. I don't know how long mine.
I mean, it's not like the worst show we've ever watched, but it's not good either.
I put it above the last season of Titans.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's not something I would argue with you about.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I do think it was pretty down though.
it's like yeah, I think like around Daredevil level. Yeah. To me.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Right, give me one second. I'll be right back. Continue on conversation.
And I was looking up this showrunner. I was like, in his defense, but like, yeah, he like, I guess he's one of the 20 writers on Uncharted movie, and he's written five episodes of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh,
11 episodes of Chuck.
Who hasn't?
But yeah, his main claim of fame seems to be Survivor Guatemala. He finished third place. Good for him. I don't get why he got this whole show.
Sorry.
Amazon moves in mysterious ways.
It does.
You're a mysterious way.
All right, should we move on to questions of the day here?
I guess.
Yeah.
So, Alana, do you mind if we do the Robert Redford one?
Sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, now a few weeks late, but we wanted to wait for Rob.
Thank you.
Oh, I already remember. I remember my answer.
Do you remember now? Yeah, what's your favorite Robert Redford movie?
Ooh.
Mine is Sneakers.
Good choice. I think Robert Redford... Oops, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah, it's great. Good choice, Jay.
Okay. I think the one I've enjoyed the most with him was The Sting, but I haven't seen it in a really long time. Still going to go with it, though.
Good choice. I like it.
Thank you. A Bridge Too Far is also good.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, it's good, but if I see it, I'm not sitting down on the couch and
sitting through
it. Seeing the whole thing. Enamored. Yeah.
But the reason why I picked Sneakers is because, like, if it's on, I'll sit back down. I'll sit my ass down and I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best, but it's something that I'm willing to sit down and watch. Like, if I see it on.
Mm-hmm. Alana, Rob?
I'm gonna go with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I feel like it's kind of like just one of those like perfect Hollywood blockbuster scripts that you know, I feel like Back to the Future is one of them. Yeah. But just yeah, there's not many scripts that just kind of sing like that one does. Yeah, I feel like Back to the Future is up there. And I can't think of many other ones. Jurassic Park, I suppose. Yeah. But
wait, Robert Redford's in Jurassic Park?
I wish. No. He played the T-Rex, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was saying it's a perfect script.
Oh.
Just saying it's a perfect script. Just, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, perfect scripts in a Hollywood movie.
It's a good question.
Star Wars?
Yeah, like A New Hope. Yeah.
I haven't seen Butch Cassidy. I should get on that.
It's pretty fun.
Is it a Western?
And the Bandit.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a little more lighthearted and yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a more funnish romp version of it.
Right.
Of that genre.
Mm-hmm. And I think isn't it by the writer of Princess Bride? Goldman? Mm-hmm. William Goldman?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So immediately you can tell what kind of feeling you'd get from it.
All right,
not as campy, but still pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like the Winter Soldier, like one of those Marvel movies.
I was waiting for somebody to say it. I
was waiting for somebody to pick his worst movie, and someone finally did.
Look, I haven't seen the other ones. I think I have seen The Sting, but it's like Zach said, it's been a really long time.
I should get in force. All right, Alana, we can do the next one. Okay, everybody answer.
Are we doing four?
Yeah, we can do four.
Wow.
There are no rules.
Oh, what is this, Spender. The 300th episode?
Oh, might as well be.
Okay, so from Allison, dog or cat?
Ouch.
So simple.
Matt says dog.
If it were up to me, it would be cat, but it's not up to me.
So it can be up to you. You haven't lost your independence.
Yeah, I mostly have.
I'm a dog person.
All right, I'm going to go with cat.
Nice.
My cat just came in here and yelled at me. Hello. Hi, Bobby. Rob, how much do your kittens weigh?
Oh, wow. Wow, weight shaming them
weight
already?
Shaming.
No, yeah. Is it more or less than Bobby? She's like 7 pounds.
Oh, I think it's less. I think it's like 5. I don't know. I'm bad about. I have no idea. Like,
okay.
They're pretty. One's a little bit skinnier, but they're not. They're not much. Yeah.
Okay. I assume Rob and Alana say cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to assume it. They said it.
Okay.
Okay. So from Matt, would you rather have a lightsaber or Wolverine claws?
Lightsaber.
Yeah, I'm going to say lightsaber too.
The lightsaber seems more versatile.
You're likely to cut your... Sorry. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh. I was saying, if lightsabers are flashlight, emergency flare, it cuts through lots of other stuff. It's portable without having to cut me and make me feel pain and bleed out everywhere. Yeah.
Jay, does it hurt when they come out?
Yeah.
Every time.
Wolverine claws? Yeah. Yeah. When he loses his healing factor, he talks about how he has to keep popping them out like at least once or twice a day to make it be more like earrings so that the wounds never fully close so that it doesn't hurt as much.
That's it. The thing with the lightsaber is you're likely to cut your own leg off Because you don't have the Force.
Yeah, but think about this. In the middle of the night, you have a nightmare. Snick, snick. Oh!
Yeah, you're fucked.
That's true. I'm going to stick the lightsaber.
Hang it on my head.
Yeah, or leave it across the room.
Someone could steal it, though. I don't think anyone can steal your Wolverine claws.
Oh, wow, good point. Also, I'm going to stick with lightsaber, though. I've always wanted one. Rob?
Yeah, I guess I'd have the lightsaber and just, like, display it. But, like, honestly, I don't like having a weapon in my place. So, like, I think I would just sell it for, like, God, what, $100 million to some Star Wars
Yeah.
Nerd? Yeah, like, it's a very superficial answer. But, like, honestly, yeah, I would probably just get rid of the thing. I don't want it around my place. And the claws, yeah, sound very painful.
But think about how cool your costume would be at AwesomeCon.
Yeah, but would they be cool with that? Because they're not—they don't like real weapons.
Yeah, put the knife down, sir. I can't put the knives down.
Dang it.
All right, next.
Next is from Guru. What Game of Thrones characters do you find the most relatable? Yeah.
Yeah, Guru and I talked about this. I can go first. I said Rickon because he has no idea what's going on. Yeah, he has no idea what's going on, and he doesn't do anything. That's me.
Nice.
Thank you. I also said Sir Davos, because he's very devoted and he works very hard, but he also knows he's in over his head.
I would do Samwell Tarly. I mean, he's just like a nerdy guy that's like also just like doesn't really fit there, but like, you know.
Like, yeah, oh, that's a good choice.
She could make a cute girlfriend. I guess I'll read some books. And yeah, I don't know. He's his goals are very small, generally.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I was thinking that too. I'm just going to go with the dogs.
One of the direwolves?
Yep. They're there. They get kind of fucked over, but at the same time, they're loved.
Yeah, good choice.
Yeah, aren't most of them dead?
Yeah.
I think all of them by the end of the series.
No, Arya's runs away.
Never comes back.
A happy hell, happy family by themselves without their family. That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
This is the fan fiction. Ooh, that was ugly. I should do one more.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a second.
All right. There was a lot of text.
More questions.
Oh, most relatable.
What the fuck? Why is everything so expensive now?
In this economy?
Are you talking about in Dominion? Oh.
Thanks, Joe Biden of after years.
It's Obama.
Yeah.
I don't know, is there just like a chef character who just wants to like cook food and like not deal with anything?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I thought the Night's Watch had a cook. I don't know.
Secret Passage.
I don't know, someone like that. Just doesn't want to be involved.
Just say one of the taverns.
Rickon is involved. Rickon's involved.
But he doesn't want to be.
He does. He's like, I'm gonna fight for the honor. Probably. If they let him if given the chance.
Alright, next question, Laura.
That was it.
That's it.
That was three questions.
I thought you said we were doing four.
The included the Robert Redford one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was a good long episode, guys. Good job. Quantity. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. You can catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Bye.
Bing.
Bye.
What are we doing next episode?
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.